It's about feeling safe in an unsafe reality. This reality, amazing central, but very unsafe. They didn't tell you that before you came here, did they? Very unsafe. So let's take a deep breath and let's explore safety for the moment. Lights down. And between now and our next gathering, I'm going to ask you to be conscious about safe. Not trying to make things safe because, well, you really can't. You can't make the world around you safe. But I want you to start looking at the things that have caused you to put up the walls, create the barriers, whether it's in a relationship. I know relationships are supposed to be all love and happiness. There's a lot of unsafety there. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Looking into the things like jobs, your body, as you become more and more conscious of how you've kind of shut down or created artificial solutions for safety. Oh, abundance. We didn't even talk about abundance. Your eyes open, Carrie. Busted. So busted. I am your safe space, darling. So, we didn't even talk about abundance. Safety. Here you are, masters, a true master, a blessing, but in a world that's pretty unsafe. Not to mention your own aspects, past lives. Take a deep breath. Now, this isn't about trying to go and create some little macchio place of safety that you can go rushing into anytime you're in trouble. Not at all, because that'd be mental. And pretty soon that, too, would become unsafe. We're trying to create this nice little place in your mind, nice little cottage out in the middle of a forest, and it's all safeville. Pretty soon that would get holes in the roof, infested by termites, cockroaches, rats, and burned down. So we're not going to do that. Not at all. We're going to take a look, a conscious look at safety. Just to recognize, to realize that here you are, divine being, surrounded by things that are kind of unsafe. Body, your mind, your own mind, unsafe. Starts bringing things into clarity. You start realizing the games that have been played to try to make reality safe. One could say theoretically that a master is safe wherever they are. Well, that's kind of crap. It really is. A master recognizes they might be unsafe. Master recognizes that in this extreme reality called Earth, a lot of unsafe things. Plane engine could drop on this building right now. It could. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that safe thought, Adamus. Yeah. Probably won't, though. Not because we're going to think positive. Not because we're going to think that we're in some perfect little bubble. Not at all. And we're not going to try to think our way into it, but the fact is that probably not going to happen. Statistically, it's not probably not going to happen. Very few engines drop on buildings. That's probably not going to happen. It's about recognizing what you've done to try to make yourself feel safe. Could be your house, making that kind of a safe space. On our survey, I forgot to ask you on that list there with food and government and your car and your partner, forgot to ask about old Adamus. Don't answer. Keep it to yourself. Take a good deep breath. We're not going to try to make unsafety go away. We're not going to try to create some artificial safeness. As long as you live here in this body, in this reality, there's going to be things, there's going to be factors. The fact is, you're probably going to not encounter about 99.999% of the unsafe things. You might worry about them, but you're actually not going to encounter them. Probably never actually happen. A few things might. Rock might fall off top of a hill and smash your car. Maybe just a window. But let's talk about the real safety, not the outside world. Let's talk about you, yourself. Not real safe in there. Not a lot of, well, confidence, I guess. Still carrying around a lot of old vows, old guilts, old issues. They're kind of hardened inside of you. Pillars of a temple have just become kind of the structure within the consciousness. Sure, there's a lot of things you've done wrong, so you think. A lot of that, I will never do such and such again. But you know, they actually do kind of become the mortar and the bricks of your consciousness, stuck in there. Might have served you at one time. That's a long time ago. How can you feel safe when you're still carrying around the past? How can you feel safe when you're still bringing up things that happened 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 5,000 years ago? How can you feel safe when you keep going back to the memories of the past? And you feel safe. And there's those constant reminders, whether it's from your aspects, from your mind, or even from your heart, about what you did wrong, failures, hurts to others, judgments about the way you raised your children, lies that you told to other people because it was more convenient than telling the truth. How can you feel safe when you're still carrying around those things? Makes the outside world look pretty safe in comparison, actually. How can you feel safe when you really record those failures? And those are the tapes that play when you're trying to do something new, creative, fun. But you have these tapes playing from the past. I failed at this. It's not safe in there. Not safe. When the mortar, all the bricks of your consciousness, there's things like guilt and shame, loathing, judgment. And it keeps together a very false house of consciousness. I say, but, if I take away that mortar, all the walls are going to come tumbling down, and we couldn't have that happen now, could we? What would happen to me then? Plus, you're invested in all the bricks and the mortars of your human consciousness. So you just keep adding more bricks and more mortar, hoping that someday this craziness will end. But it can. It's going to cause a big rearrangement of things. It's going to cause those walls to come tumbling down. But, my dear friends, what if those walls came down? Even if they come tumbling down, what a tremendous implosion, dust, debris everywhere. But when that dust and debris cleared, there were no more walls, no more prisons, no more fears, no more feeling unsafe. What if beyond these old walls and bricks of consciousness was a true freedom of the I am? Even in an unsafe world, but no longer unsafe within yourself. Safety within self comes when one forgives themselves. Safety within yourself comes when one forgives themselves. Forgiveness may be not what you think it is. Forgiveness isn't saying, oh, I did these bad things, now I let it all go. No, dots can't be connected that way. What forgiveness in mastery is wisdom. You see, wisdom. When there is such a wisdom in you, wisdom, first of all, that you're never going to do those things again that you did before. You're not going to repeat it. Wisdom that you've learned from each and every experience. Wisdom that you're not going to be going back into low consciousness, dense consciousness. Wisdom that you are divine. Wisdom that you exist. That's the core wisdom, which all other wisdoms come from. I exist. You see, even with the simple I exist, I am, that is an expression of forgiveness. I exist. I am that I am. That is forgiveness. As freeing yourself of the guilt, shame, judgment, criticism. I exist. That is the forgiveness. I exist. This isn't a mental thing. A ceremony you have to do, sprinkling water over your own head to forgive. Forgiveness. It's really the wisdom. That's what sets you free. And the wisdom is, I exist. That's the safe space. It's not a little room in a big house. It's not a little thought that you can run back to and try to repeat to yourself. It's a feeling. It's a reality. It's a knowingness. It's the safety. Take a good deep breath. One cannot feel safe when they are not forgiven within themselves. No, you'll still be running and hiding without that forgiveness. You'll still be making up more and more macchio. keeping yourself overly busy and occupied. You don't have to face this deep, deep thing within. The forgiveness. The wisdom. The release. Take a good deep breath. Good deep breath into this moment.